Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast, episode 125. How you living? I'm living swell. We got a jam-packed show today, so let's get into it. First, I want to say, man, this has been a real hectic, crazy week. And we still haven't gotten over what took place Sunday, Oscar Sunday. First, I want to state this for the record. I haven't watched the Oscars in quite some time, but I watched this Oscars, this year's Oscars live. I didn't know what took place was going to actually happen. The reason why I watched the Oscars and paid attention to the Oscars, because it was going to shine a light for Black excellence in the African-American community. There was going to be a plate full of projects and movies, writers, directors, actors, actresses that were going to be nominated for the Oscars and had a real great chance of winning the Oscar award. And I wanted to watch it, pay attention to it, because after years, well, decades, let's just stop saying years, decades of us in the African-American community wanting the Oscars to show more of our content, particularly, a lot of African-American projects in Hollywood were going to get their shine, was going to get their just due. Mr. Packard even directed the Oscars. Okay, and I thought this was going to be a great, phenomenal night. On the outside looking in, no one expected what took place and what overshadowed a lot of things that we should have been talking about for years to come. Unfortunately, we're not going to be talking about a lot of great things and a lot of great actors and actresses, writers, directors that finally got their just due being nominated or even winning the Oscars. Unfortunately, we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Slapgate, the slap that was heard not once but twice around the world. If you've been living under a rock, allow your boy to explain. You know, by this time, you know, even people that don't, who wasn't planning on watching the Oscars, who hate the Oscars, should know what took place. But Chris Rock, who's a comedian, who didn't host this year's Oscars, by the way, this is even overshadowed. This year's Oscars was hosted by three women, which is a first, and, you know, we should be talking about that, but unfortunately, we're not even talking about that. But Chris Rock did his monologue, and you know how Chris Rock does as a comedian. If you've been at a stand-up show or went to a laugh factory, a bar that, you know, has comedians, you know, sometimes comedians go on stage and they sort of break the ice, break the tension, and start pointing out things that's in the crowd before they get into their bit, get everybody in a nice mood, nice laughing mood, so they can, you know, set up their jokes. And Chris Rock did the same thing. And he was on everybody, okay? And the type of jokes Chris Rock was saying, it wasn't like they were ill-intent or had substance and meaning of jealousy or hatred. You know, they were just good, clean, funny jokes. Nothing insulting, you know, nothing like that. And when he got to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they was pretty much at the center where the stage was. There was like literally shouting, which Will Smith did to Chris Rock while he was on stage. But walking distance, literally they can just get on the stage. And Chris Rock made a joke at Jada Pinkett Smith and basically said that, basically, I'm just paraphrasing, Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, when you do G.I. Jane 2, I'm going to watch that, which it was a joke. It was a little dab type joke. Everyone was laughing. Even Will Smith laughed and chuckled about it. Then he looked over, saw his wife, and his wife gave him that look that she was not happy with that joke. Now, once again, the joke, if you want to say the joke was poor taste, fine. By all means, if you want to say that, go ahead. If you feel like the joke was insulting to Jada Pinkett Smith, even though I can't co-sign to it, fine, you can have that opinion as well. But to sit up here and say that the joke was a mean joke, a mean-spirited joke, and he had issues with Jada Pinkett Smith, making more out of the joke than what it was, which, by the way, let's put some clarity to G.I. Jane. You know, there's a lot of young people out there that haven't even watched G.I. Jane. Don't even know what the G.I. Jane reference is. But for those who've been living on the rock or haven't seen the movie, Denny Moore played portraying a female soldier enlisting and going into the military. And you have to understand, in that era, the majority, and I still feel like to this day, maybe a lesser extent, but in that era, the majority of soldiers were male. And she wanted to, Denny Moore portrayed this female soldier, and she was going through the trainings and the rigors of being a soldier and going through a lot of obstacles. Like, there was a lot of male soldiers that was the same rank than her or higher rank than her that just didn't want her to succeed and didn't allow an arena where women can do just the same, that can do the same things as a male. And in that era, a lot of males, even when that movie came out, a lot of males had this thought process of women should be at home cooking and raising their kids. That type of mindset. And she wanted to be different. She didn't want to be a woman sitting at home. She felt like, and she was the model, the excellence of standards, where a lot of women today, or a lot of women that encourages women's empowerment. A lot of women, I feel like that was a trailblazer. That movie was a trailblazer and inspiring for even women today. You know, women can do more than just sit at home and have kids and take care of the house and this, that, and the third. You know, women can be leaders. Women can be CEOs. Women can be vice presidents. You know, women can be a mechanic. Women can be a police officer. Women can be a firefighter, a doctor, okay? Women can do a multitude of, women can do just the same job as men. And I thought, I liked the G.I. Jane movie because it showed the stereotypes of a lot of males out there that have towards women. And I felt like that movie, you know, I didn't believe that movie. Hold on one second. I didn't feel like that movie, I felt like it should have been nominated, but I just didn't feel like it should have been winning a bunch of Golden Globes or Oscars or anything of that. But I understand the concept of the movie. I felt like it should have gotten an Oscar for the concept of the movie. And I felt like that movie blazed the trail for a lot of inspiring women who were much younger that was saying, you know, we can do more than raise kids and have babies and sit at home all day. We can do the same jobs as men. We can have the same responsibilities as men. And that is hugely important, okay? So a lot of I feel like a lot of women, were inspired by that movie. And I felt like Jada Pinkett Smith, if you've been following Jada Pinkett Smith, she's pretty much in that same universe, in that same mold. Not, stop looking at Jada Pinkett Smith's, judging Jada Pinkett Smith on her appearance of her short hair, okay? But there's a lot of things that Jada Pinkett Smith has have done that shows the importance of women empowerment, women, the liberation of women from male masculinity, okay? There's a lot of things Jada Pinkett Smith has have done, okay, that you can applaud. But there have been a lot of things that Jada Pinkett Smith, I do not recommend, I do not co-sign, okay? But that's up to her husband, which is Will Smith. And Will Smith has no issues with how Jada Pinkett Smith has been moving for the past couple of years or what she has said in the past couple of years. Fine, okay? That's stuff that's between them, okay? I'm not married to Jada Pinkett Smith, all right? So when he made the G.I. Jane joke, Jada Pinkett Smith did not like it, not whatsoever. And she gave Will Smith that look. And if there's any men out there that's listening to this presentation, if there's any women that are listening to this presentation, everybody know what that look is, okay? If you've been married or still married or in a serious relationship, and if your significant other, your wife, gives you that look, every man has to process that look and figure out what's his next move. And Will Smith was probably thinking, okay, should I say something to Chris Rock or take my chances at home trying to downplay the situation to my wife and to get her to understand that he didn't mean any ill intent by the G.I. Jane reference, okay? Which he's probably gonna have to deal with this for the next couple of days if he doesn't stand by his woman. If he doesn't say something. And as he was processing that, he didn't have time. I felt like the proper thing for Will Smith to do, the most professional thing, the most what men would do was simply just walk backstage, wait for Chris Rock to finish his monologue and step to him and say, hey, yo, what did you mean by that joke? My wife felt insulted about it. And I don't really know Will Smith or Jada Pinkett Smith or even Chris Rock, but I get a sense that if Jada Pinkett Smith had issues with that joke, and if Will Smith too has issues with that joke, I felt like Chris Rock would have been man enough to wait for the next set to finish and then get back on stage and apologize to Jada Pinkett Smith publicly and explain himself why he said that joke. All right? And it still would apologize to give some clarity and understanding about the joke. He didn't say the joke because she has short hair. So what Will Smith done is what a lot of men would do in a rush. A lot of men that would do that, you know, didn't process it right or didn't get all their facts in order. He felt like he should take matters in his own hands, walk on stage, slap Chris Rock, and then sit back at his chair and yell, keep my effing wife's name out your mouth. And Chris, as a professional, he didn't try to strike him back. He didn't curse at Will Smith. He was trying to explain why he said the joke. Will Smith didn't want to hear it. And just proceeded on like a professional. I know a lot of people like to gaslight on social media saying, well, if that was me, I would have struck him back. Or if that was me, I would have went on stage and slapped Chris Rock too. When people talk like that, they have nothing to lose. Chris Rock has everything to lose. And Will Smith has everything to lose. He just didn't hold that accountable for him when he made his decision. Unfortunately, he wasn't thinking and processing that he had something to lose. But anywho, Chris Rock tried to explain himself. Will Smith wasn't having it, wasn't even allowing him, just yelling like a child. That's fine. When Will Smith got his award, he had the perfect time and the perfect opportunity to apologize to Chris Rock. Didn't apologize to Chris Rock. Apologized to the Academy. Apologized for stealing everybody's moments. And made an excuse about, you know, he's been bullied his whole life. He never stood up for anything. And I felt like he felt clarity by standing up to Chris Rock, who's a comedian, who's 50 pounds, 70 pounds lighter than him, shorter than him. Even if they did do a fair one, if they would fight 10 times, Will Smith would win the majority of them physically. But he felt like at that moment, he did the right thing. A lot of things have transpired since then. There's an article CNN and ABC is reporting that the Academy asked Will Smith publicist to tell Will Smith to leave the premises. Will Smith denied. I mean, Will Smith said, no, I'm not leaving the premises. Also, there have been footage of when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. Jada Pinkett Smith was laughing about it, which is kind of funny. You can't have the position of I'm the victim. Chris Rock insulted me, but I'm going to laugh at my husband assaulting him. Assaulting him. See how those words play off one another? I felt insulted, but I laugh when my husband assaulted him, which Mr. Packer and I'm pretty sure someone from the Oscars recommend Chris Rock to file charges of assault to Will Smith. He denied them. I mean, he declined them. And he said, like, we're making a bad situation worse. There's also been reports that when Will Smith was on the Arsenio Hall show, he made jokes of someone who was bald-headed themselves. Also came out that Jada Pinkett Smith is dealing with a hair loss disease that the majority of us deal with every day. The majority of us men and women deal with some form of hair loss or have a hair loss disease. And they felt like that's why that gave Will Smith the green light to slap Chris Rock. Because of a hair loss disease. Or losing hair. And people still green lighting and gaslighting. Well, Will Smith had every opportunity. Well, that's the real reason why Will Smith struck him. Because he insulted his wife because she has a hair loss disease. Or losing hair. People are comparing this disease as a birth defect. Cancer. AIDS, life-threatening diseases, COVID. People are gaslighting a hair loss issue or hair loss disease to those diseases I just mentioned, and a lot of those diseases are life-threatening. You can't die from hair loss. A hair loss disease cannot kill you. And people are giving Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith the excuse, and they're fine with them, with their actions. Even though Chris Rock told Charlamagne Tha God he had no idea she was dealing, had a hair loss disease. No one knew. A lot of people that are fans of Jada Pinkett Smith said that, well, she mentioned it on the red, on her Red Table Talk show that's only streamed on Facebook, not to mainstream media. YouTube dominates mainstream media when it comes to video format, then Instagram and Facebook is having a hard time battling with TikTok, but the majority of the eyeballs and the majority of the attention does not go to Facebook. Sorry, miss me on that. And after the Academy Awards said that they're going to have an internal investigation. When the Academy Award announced to the world that they're going to have an internal investigation, now Will Smith wants to apologize to Chris Rock and his family. Now he wants to include them. Made an apology on Instagram. Made a post. Now comes word that there's going to be some stiff, hard punishment for Will Smith. The whole reason why they have this ethic board and this policy is because of Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein was the reason why they have this in place. And Harvey Weinstein was punished because of those reasons. And now Will Smith has become a casualty of these new laws and these new policies of the Academy. Will Smith issued another apology that was sent out to Entertainment Tonight and CBS, ABC, NBC, whatever. And a couple of days ago, I think this was Friday, Will Smith announced that he decided to excuse himself from the Academy Board. He will no longer be able to vote for Best Actor, Best Actress, or Best Movie, Best Writer. He's removing himself from the board. Because I feel like Will Smith knows that he knows his faith of what the Academy Award is going to do with him. He's going to be punished severely. And he just got in front of it and said, okay, let me just remove myself. Will Smith could have made life a lot better for him if he would have just publicly apologized when he got his award. If you're going to fight and they recommend you to remove yourself, they're giving you a golden opportunity to say, you know what, I feel like I should just go ahead and go home. They're giving you the power. Even though the Academy Award apologized to Chris Rock and they said they handled it the wrong way and they should have just went ahead and escorted him out of the premises. Which, you know, anybody, I don't care who you are, if you strike somebody, I don't care if you've been Oscar nominated, you got 9 Oscars, I don't care if you're the president, whatever. When you strike somebody, You should be escorted out the building and never return. the Academy has sent the precedence that, well, at the beginning of this, sent the precedent that it's okay to strike anyone that says something you don't like. So they got in front of this and said, okay, we need to, you know, do a little bit better. Will Smith will still be able to do movies. He'll still be able to write. He'll still be able to direct and still be able to be nominated. But I feel like a lot of people that's going to be voting on them or is going to have this situation heavy on his heart. And I feel like a lot of people are not going to forgive him. They definitely not going to forget. You can't stop anybody to forget that night. But you can at least make strives to beg for someone's forgiveness until he makes a public apology. If you slap someone publicly, then you should apologize publicly. That's how it goes. But in this, I feel like with this, as well as other things surrounding Will Smith, and I've said this on my live stream on YouTube, Will Smith has turned into the next Tom Cruise. Anyone remember Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise was heavily decorated, nominated actor, director, right? I mean, the man was a master of everything. Had the brightest of bright lights as far as a legendary actor. What happened to Tom Cruise? I'll tell you what happened. A couple of his situation with his ex girlfriend who he has a child with, as well as he let Scientology influence his behavior and as well as his direction. A lot of people looked at Tom Cruise side-eyed. And now if you look at Tom Cruise today, Tom Cruise is trying to fight back to get half of what he lost 10 years ago. I didn't say all, but half. He's never going to be decorated as far as possibly being nominated for an Oscar. It's not going to happen. Everyone considered Tom Cruise in the same category as a Kanye West. And now people are considering Tom Cruise, Kanye West, and now Will Smith in the same category. They're all kooks. They're all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Will, if you had anyone to strike, why you didn't strike August Ostina? You know, that struggling R&B musician that was allegedly smashing your wife. You made no strives as to confront him, and you went on Red Table Talk, and Jada Pinkett Smith pretty much stripped you down into a nobody. What happened with all of that? I'm the king of the jungle. King Kong has nothing on me when that was going down. But like a lot of people said, I don't think Will Smith was mad at Chris Rock. I just felt like he snapped, had enough. He kept a lot of stuff in that he should have talked to someone professional about or tried to make or to elaborate to his wife, because it seemed like his wife doesn't know what's best for Will. Will Smith has done more for Hollywood, more in the African-American community than Jada Pinkett Smith. I felt like Jada Pinkett Smith was pretty much on the same trajectory. Can I say that right? Pretty much in the same, going the same direction as Will Smith. If you look at Jada Pinkett Smith, she done a different world. She done the Cosbys. She was in that type of environment. Went and did her own thing. Did Set It Off. I thought Set It Off was okay. And then I don't know what happened to Jada Pinkett Smith. She started a rock band and she was just making decisions that really wasn't in her best interest. And then she did The Nutty Professor. I thought The Nutty Professor was pretty decent. And got lost again and did Girls Trip. She has been in and out as far as casting in the Matrix trilogies and then even in the last Matrix that just came out 6 months ago or 3 months ago. But Jada Pinkett Smith hasn't done nothing to bring back honor in her credibility in Hollywood. I feel like Red Table Talk has diminished Jada Pinkett Smith. I feel like it Red Table Talk has also hurt their daughter, who's right now a one-hit wonder. His son that was starring in movies, now he's no longer doing that. Folks, private family conversations should remain private. You should never put a price on your actions or your private conversations or your private actions when it comes to your family. Like the Million Dollar Man says, everything has a price. Not that. But Jada Pinkett Smith put a price on it. And she wanted to get all the clicks and views and attention by letting the world know their dysfunction at home. I feel like that whole family needs help. It's like they need a psychiatrist. But in order to get help, you have to be realistic. And you have to want the help. You have to realize you need help in order to get help. That's pretty much how it works, folks. And I feel like this incident is going to hurt Will Smith's legacy. I still think he's going to get the roles. He's still going to get those big budget movies. You know, nobody is come on, let's not be too dramatic or too stupid, but I feel like the respect factor has gone. Anyone that hated Will Smith in Hollywood, the powers that be, that gives them more ammo and more reasons why they don't want Will Smith in their next project. Anyone that was in his corner is going to have doubts about Will Smith. That's how the story goes. Hope everyone liked this one. Hope you thoroughly are entertained by this. We will be back better and never next Saturday. It's your boy, the host with the most, which, by the way, we've been consistent. We have been consistent. Cropping new episodes every Saturday. Thinking about expanding more. I know. I tell you guys that all the time. We're going to expand, have more days, and I still don't do it. Trying to work the kinks and bugs out of that, folks. It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm up out of here. Outro, people. See y'all next Saturday. Or see you when I see you.